Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Hello and welcome to Doptivity, where we check ourselves before we check others. I am your host, Shauna.
And I'm your host, Nate. Period.
Periods. Period. We're back with another episode, guys. I just want to let y'all know that I miss you so much.
Aww.
I do. Look, I'm about to cry. Too. Oh, Nate says he miss y'all too. You know,
he ain't into
that emotional crap. Okay. Oh, whatever. So, yeah, we're back with another I got a little tongue-tied.
You know, I'm excited too, Shauna.
We're back with another episode, guys. I'm super excited about this episode. I said it about every episode, but I really am excited about this episode because today we're going to be talking about something that I feel like most people our age in the 30-year-old range, we're experiencing at this time in our life, and it's called the waiting room.
The waiting room.
Yes. Okay,
waiting room. I like that.
So, what is the waiting room?
Yes.
We're going to tell you guys what the waiting room is. Because they're like, what? I'm not going to no hospitals, B. Right. I'm not going to be in the waiting room. No, but I think what we're trying to let you guys visualize as we talk about what we're talking about today is the waiting room of life, where you're in a state of mind, in a state where you're just kind of waiting for everything to fall into place, where you feel like you've done the work mentally, built yourself up, you have that self-awareness thing going on and all of that, and you've been actively and intentionally getting yourself together, but you still kind of feel like you're just waiting for something to happen, waiting for that big desire of your heart to actually come into fruition, and it seems like you're just sitting there. You know what I mean?
I do.
Do you know what I mean, Nate?
I do. It sounds like being forced to wait.
Right.
It's like the best physical representation of having to be patient until your name is called, basically.
Yeah. Right.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
You cannot see the doctor until they say so.
Right. And you can't see the finish line or what's going to, or how you're actually going to get to your final destination. So you're kind of just waiting. We feel like we're waiting blindly. But is that really the case? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know I always say, you know what I mean. I'm sorry. I know people probably get offended, like when I'm at work. And I'm like, does that make sense to you while I'm talking? They're like, yeah, bitch. I am not dumb.
I'm keeping up.
I got you. They be like, yes, that makes sense. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I want everybody to be on the same page.
Just switch it up to, you feel me?
Right.
You feel
me? You understand? I'm a rapper, but I'm still a gorilla. You understand? Okay, so we're going to kick this off. I think the right way, and I think that there's a lot of things that will be beneficial and a lot of reflection going on in this episode, so I'm extremely excited.
Yes.
I'm prepared.
I like this topic.
I'm in a great mental space, you know, space for it. Mm-hmm. You agree? Are you on it?
I am present.
Oh, okay.
I am here.
Uh-huh.
And that's all the battle right there. That's 100% of it.
Okay.
Just got to show up.
Show up.
Then you can show out. Yeah, you got to show up first, though.
So, I wanted to ask you, Nate, like, as we're going through this, you know, me and you know a little more personally than the listeners may know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you, like, do you think that there is an exact way that you should be waiting within the waiting room? Like, do you think there's
an exact way?
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
First of all, I want to say we should take a shot every time I say you know what I mean, because I don't know why that keeps me. No, I'm just
as I grab my glass and we clink on the mic. Clink.
Oh, you couldn't hear it. But that's okay. But go ahead, Nate. Like, do you think there is an exact way to be within that waiting room? Like, physically, mentally? Like, what do you think?
Well, to me, honestly, that's one of the hardest parts. Mm-hmm. Just determining alone how you should approach being in that big weight.
Or even knowing when you're in it. I think the light switches when you know you're in it.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
It does, for sure. Well, now you just made my question even deeper.
Okay, well, go deeper. Let's go deep, Nate. Let's do it, Nate. I'm here to listen.
I mean, I think the way I feel, though, I want to, just in any situation, I want to keep my composure mm-hmm. at a level that's, you know, comfortable. Mm-hmm. Not to say that you want to be too comfortable in a situation, but right. you don't want your overall emotional, mental state kind of, just like you said in this podcast, you're in a good mental state. Like, you mm-hmm. don't want to be in a bad mental state just because you're waiting.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about in your thoughts first.
Exactly. Right, yeah. Okay. Get your shit right in your head first. You
yeah,
know
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, when you're in the waiting room, mm-hmm. you're stuck, like we said. You're stuck in there. You have no control over the time. Besides mm-hmm. maybe some small things that you could do, mm-hmm. depending on what it is in life. Like, you know, say if it's a business or something, of course you can do the little things to keep it going, but that big break's not just going to... You can't just jump into it like, here's my big break. I'm just jumping in. I'm going to skip the line. You know yeah. what I mean?
Like, if I do one thing, everything's going to happen
exactly,
for me.
Exactly. So it's not over.
I just want to say, you know, for those of us that are in the waiting room thinking like you were saying, like, okay, I'm going to do this. And mm-hmm. then that's how you get so discouraged, because you feel, if you come in there with that expectation, like, I do one thing and then everything's going to happen for me, right? Mm-hmm. It gives you, you set yourself up for disappointment.
Exactly.
Because when you're in that waiting room, you're going to be in that waiting room mm-hmm. until it's time.
Until it's
so
time.
If you are constantly like, okay, I did that, but I marketed myself good on that part. Or, mm-hmm. but I did that. I talked to my manager and he should give me. Then it's going to be just.
Yeah, you're not going to be in a good headspace at
yeah,
all.
It's going to start, you're going to start getting discouraged.
That's and I would say, like, I guess my best quote, I don't know who would say this, but, you know, time erodes everything.
Right.
And that can also include your spirit, not just copper, not just yeah. a rusty metal top. Mm-hmm. That's your spirit as well. Over time, mm-hmm. it can erode. Yeah. So I think keeping your composure through the whole thing is the best thing to do.
I think that's great.
And yeah, I mean, that's. Did I answer the question? Or did I walk
yes,
around the question?
Yes, you kind of. Yeah, you answered it. You were saying that the exact way to wait in the waiting room is mm-hmm. basically checking yourself, like we yes. preach every day, and keeping your composure within it.
True that.
It's
true
all
that.
About a mental state. And I'm just going to piggyback on what you said, you know, when you said about the control, about how you really don't have any control within that. Like, you can't, nothing you touch is going to make what's supposed to happen when it's supposed to happen right now.
Right.
So no, I think, I know sure. me and you both struggle with that control factor. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about a lot in the last season.
I'm a control freak.
I am. And so being vulnerable enough to let go and kind of just not saying get lazy. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying I'm trying to find a way to say this. I think that you have to be able to let go. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to know that letting go doesn't mean that you're giving up.
Yes.
Letting loose of that control does not mean that you're giving up.
Okay.
It just means that you're getting your composure together within this, you know, whole thing, and it'll be greater later.
For sure. Right. Time will tell.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely like a test of being in the waiting room is definitely like a test of resiliency, you know? You really yeah. show yourself, like, over time, once you've gone through it, you really can see, you know? You
yeah.
can see what you've, once you look back, you
if
can
you
see
take,
the
if you take the time to do that.
See how,
then you, yeah.
how thick your skin is. It's supposed to be just a
it's
little
It's basically
thick,
building
you know?
Character.
It's supposed to be a little thick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is up, my fellow Dopetivity peeps? This is your girl, Shauna, checking in with a segment I like to call Styling Entrepreneurship. As you all may know, fashion is my thing, but I named it Styling Entrepreneurship because we about to style your whole entrepreneurship journey with a few gems that I like to take with me every single day along my entrepreneurial journey. So buckle your seatbelts and let's get it. Okay, so first and foremost, I would like to do a short prayer for all my entrepreneur folk. We in here like swimwear, you know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to start off by saying, Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, first and foremost, we like to let you know that we appreciate the vision that you have given us, Father God, that we pray that you put all of your grace and mercy upon this vision, Lord, and that you help it come to pass, Lord, that you help the world see our vision as if you would like to see it, Lord, and that you continue to walk and talk with us on an everyday basis to get this thing started and jumping. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, y'all. So I have two more gems that I want to share with y'all, and these are They should be common sense, but sometimes you have to keep reminding yourself of them because I know I definitely had to. Okay, so the first gem that I'm going to talk about today is going to be about comparison. Now, social media is a very amazing tool to get your business out there, to network and all that stuff. But what you have to realize is you're going to follow people that do what you do. It's just natural that you do it. When you're focused on something, you want to constantly see it. So you're going to follow people that are trying to start the same business as you, or that are doing things within the industry that you want to do. You cannot compare yourself. And I know people be like, no, I don't even do that. Yes, you do. You have to make a mental note and let yourself know that first of all, there's things that components that you need to realize before you want to even think about comparing yourself. And the number one component is you don't know how long they've been doing it to see this accomplishment that they have. They're going to post their amazing accomplishments, but you don't even know how long it took for them to work for it. They could have been in the waiting room for 10 years before they got their big break. So you have to not compare yourself. Also, like, this has been going, I've heard this a couple times within the last couple weeks. People are going to post their highlight reel. They're not going to post when they fall on their face. Who does that? And if they do, it's because there's a lesson that they, you know, are trying to sell to their audience. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody is going to be like, I tried to start this business 15 million times until after it's accomplished and they have the business, and then now they can talk about them failing 15 times. Do you understand what I'm saying? So nobody is going to post the hard, you know, nobody is going to post every struggle that it took for them to get to where they are. And everybody's journey is different. So stop comparing yourself to people that, for one, put in the work way longer than you have probably, or two, who are only going to post the great things, the accomplished things. Like, you're going through the process. Your process is different right now. They're living in their accomplishments, but you are still in the process to work hard and show that you really want the accomplishment. So that's the gem number one. Do not compare yourself to others. It doesn't make sense. It's not a good thing to do. You are you. They are them. So That shouldn't even be, look, you got me stuttering. I'm all in. That shouldn't even be an issue. Okay. Okay. And the second gem that I want to share with you guys today is you are definitely going to have bad days. Okay. And I recently had to remind myself of this. So the beginning of 2020, which is only shortly after, but I'm talking about January 1, January 2, God just hit the ground running with me. My business, like Dopetivity, my fashion stuff, like stuff was just moving along. Like, I started getting clients and people were just really digging Dopetivity, and it was just like a highlight reel. My bro, we were on the phone, he like, Shauna, you kind of doing your thing right now. And I was like, oh my God, I know, it's just feels so surreal, like God is not playing with me. So I had a really, 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 really good couple days of 2020. Then it got to the point, like couple days after that, that I was just so down, like stuff started to slow down in a small way, but my attitude was just a little different, you know. And I, instead of me trying to fight it and be like, no, you cannot have a bad day because you, God did this for you these first 2 days, you need to just continue to be happy, instead of doing that to myself, I kind of just allowed myself to have a couple bad days. That doesn't mean that I stopped working. I stopped doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. But I just wasn't as enthusiastic about it as I was before. And that's okay. Because I pushed through it. You know what I mean? I pushed through it because that's what you have to do. If you want something, you have to. It's going to be good and bad. You know what I'm saying? I pushed through it. Hold on. Let me have a sip of coffee, y'all. Hold on. No, but for real, like I had to push through it. So you have to go into it from the beginning knowing not every day is going to be rainbows and butterflies. You are definitely going to have bad days, and that is okay. And me personally, I feel like if you allow yourself to have a bad day, it's so much better than trying to force yourself, literally reject the bad day and force yourself to be happy or be, you know, like it's not happening. It's happening. You're having a bad day. It's okay. Deal with it. Pray. Talk to yourself. Do whatever you need to do to get through it, but just come to terms with it. I'm having a bad day, but it's okay. Tomorrow will be better. It's all good. Okay. I'm going over. I'm going to end it here. Number one is, don't compare yourself. Number two is, there's definitely, you're gonna have bad days and it's okay. It's your girl, Shauna. Goodbye.
And welcome back to another segment of Nate's Playlist. I got a song today that you gotta listen to the whole thing. I'm not gonna play the whole thing for you, but you gotta listen to the whole thing. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Go listen to it. The song is called Angles. Angles. You hear me? You hear me? Angles. It's got features in it. Some Chicago people. I'm not sure if Xavier Omar is from Chicago, but he's in it singing some hooks. And No Name. Ooh, she be killing the game. She's definitely from Chicago. Very, very word savvy. Ladies, you would love her. But the song, the original artist is Mick Jenkins, who is pretty dope. He's also from Chicago. A lot of Chicago vibes. It's really got that. It's really got that sound that you listen to once you realize you too old to always listen to dance pop music. You know, it's got that vibe. So check it out. They really talk about development and growth. And quite honestly, every time I listen to it, it really kind of hits me. It really hits me good. I have to listen to it twice. I do this little jingle. I'm about to play this ending for you, which is almost kind of like a jingle. It's a nice little rhythmic melody, but you can kind of just say it to yourself when you're feeling down and out, or you're feeling unsure about a certain situation, and you got a little time, you got a couple minutes just to, okay, get to know myself. So yeah, check this out. It's Angles by Mick Jenkins featuring No Name and Xavier Omar. I like this track. Tell me what you think.
cause I don't wanna fight, I don't wanna pray. Hope the bridges we burn on, yeah. Light the way for another day. I only do it if I look in the mirror, do I? I don't know, do you know? Come on, Mr. Don't lie. What do you feel when you look into your eyes?
Had to get to know myself before I claimed I love me. Nobody else, just for myself. Got more myself just for me. Gone every day. Gone every day. Gone every day. Like I'm gone in the morning for you. I'm gone every day.
Now back to Dopetivity.
I would say, let's go. So, you know, in the first season, we kind of talked about practicing patience a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And we talked about that a lot. Kind of. Yeah, we talked about that, bro.
Reflecting back on that, do you think, like, talking about, like, say, your relationship goals mm-hmm. and your mm-hmm. anticipations and these ain't shit niggas that just keep funneling their way towards you somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you say that experience is creating a better version of yourself?
So
just because that has to do with patience, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. So basically,
you're here
reflecting
now.
using the relationship situation. As I talk about the waiting room, mm-hmm. how do I think it's making me a better person? Is that what the question is? I want to make sure I'm answering it correctly.
Yeah, like a better version of yourself. So like looking back and that feel of being impatient I want the man, mm-hmm. I want this man to come mm-hmm. through. Where is he at? Mm-hmm. Where is this? Mm-hmm. Where is this lucky charm of a man or whatever women look for?
So. Yeah.
But you're here now. So how do you think that's built you?
So being in the waiting room and being patient within my life in general, I think that it has built a lot of character for me, because back when those last episodes when I was like, where is my boo? Like, where he at? You know, I had to come to terms with a lot of things. For one, the time that I wanted it wasn't necessarily the right time that it was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. Me being who I am, I feel like I have so much that I need to do before that can be a focus, right?
Right.
So, yes, it has made me a better person, because it's definitely made me patient within that area, because that is not on my storefront right now. Like, that is not my number one goal. Right now, I don't have no booze. I don't have no side booze. I don't have no friends with benefits. I don't have no body. I literally don't even have a guy that I'm interested in that I could just call and just kick the shit with. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have any of that right now. But that's okay right now. And if this was me during those times, then that wouldn't be the case. I'd be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
God, why you not giving me my boo? You want me to be by myself? Like, I remember during that time, me literally, like, praying to God and crying and, like, why do you want me to do this by myself? You know, I'm a single mother. It gets hard. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, God, I don't understand why you want me to do this by myself. I don't know. Like, can you please just... And I think a lot has been revealed to me. Like, it's not about you doing it by yourself, but... I know for me and me being able to check myself, I understand that in order for Shauna to become her best self, Shauna has to be by herself. I've been by myself my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've been fine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need another person to make me feel whole. So I think he kind of switched my focus and I kind of went that way. Like, you know what? You're right. Like, I got businesses to start. Mm-hmm. I got things to do.
Right.
I have places to go, people to see, that I don't have to answer to nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't have to satisfy another person other than my daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do none of this stuff because he's positioned me. And I'm actually in a great position. So the position I thought I was in before, mm-hmm. where I was thought I was miserable, quote mm-hmm. unquote, yeah. I was not. Yeah. I just had to change my focus, which right. takes us back to the first thing that you said, like yeah. keeping your composure mm-hmm. and understanding that when you're in that waiting room, it has everything to do with you and nothing to do with outside the world. Mm-hmm. Like, it has nothing else to do with anybody else but yeah. yourself. Okay. So you have to change your, you know, perspective, yeah. the way you think. You know, do you have an back opinion
to
that, on that?
Back to that resiliency. I mean, no, good call on bringing it back to what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I think that it all ties in, and it is creating a better version of myself. I... 10 times better. I, you know what? I thought that I was that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Before. You know,
you are,
months
Sean,
ago.
You are.
No, and I still feel that way, but it's a different type of I'm that bitch. Like, mm-hmm. I am completely different than I was even 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Because I'm in this waiting room. I realize that I'm in this waiting room, and I realize what it is that it's going to take for me to be intentionally in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Intentionally in the waiting room.
Yes. So, look, me and Nathan just are having questions for each other because let me tell y'all why we're doing it, like, you know, asking each other questions, because God definitely put me and my bro Nate together for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. Y'all already know our whole life story or whatever. If you don't, go back and listen to one of those episodes, season one, and just keep listening to all of them until you find it.
You know,
but
it's in there. We don't know which episode. You gotta
but
go
I feel like we can get deeper. We get deep when we're by ourselves, but we get deeper when we get a male's perspective, woman's perspective, and also mm-hmm. makes you think about stuff that you really wouldn't think about when you're talking
absolutely.
To yourself. So, let's see.
I like that. I like this valuable conversation we have.
Oh, it's very beneficial, and we can take a lot from it. So, now that we talk about intentionally waiting and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
In your personal experience, Nate, you're in the waiting room right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if you're intentionally waiting or you're just waiting? Like, for people that don't know, like, that are in this so-called waiting room, this time in their life where they feel like nothing they do is enough or that nothing is happening when they want it to happen, all that. Like, how do you know if you're in the difference between intentionally waiting or just waiting?
Just waiting. So, like, excuse me. So, like, just waiting, meaning, like, you're not even thinking about it, is the way I perceive it, right?
Right.
You're not even cognizant that you're in that situation.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it kind of goes back to a little bit to composure, in a sense, but I would say the only way you could really... The way I know personally is just, of course, it's based on the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, I guess my best secondary to a waiting room would be, like, standing in the line at Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
you know that ride's up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you in here in this line for, mm-hmm. trying to get that ride. Them lines be long.
Then I'm up.
And they slowly, I mean, they slowly
sometimes
progress.
I think they go to lunch.
You know?
Sometimes I think that nobody's even riding. Why we not moving?
Is anybody
up there? Yeah, they be going to lunch.
That's true. Smoke break or something.
But you still know why you're waiting.
But you know why you're waiting. You know it's exciting once you get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, in that sense, I could base my feelings on, like, the line slowly progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting closer and closer, inch by inch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it. You can, in a line, you
that's
can
see
it.
That's where the intention comes in.
Yeah, that's in the line, you can see it. But mm-hmm. from the very back of the line, of course, it's like, oh shit. Or, you know.
You know, I could actually piggyback off of that scenario. So me and my mom went Christmas shopping last weekend. Bath and Body Works got this crazy sale, bro.
Oh, yeah. I remember Facebook was
popping
on that
so
one.
So the line was literally, like, so long. And we passed, I was like, Mama, let's go do something else before we get in this line.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, we came back, it was still long. So she was like, Shana, we waiting in this line because I got stuff to get. And I'm like, but Mama, I don't want to. you know, acting like I'm four again. Uh-huh. And she was like, let's get in the line. I tell you, as soon as we got in that line, it was just like.
Just like that, yeah.
You so I guess the intentional pardon is like just get in the line. Get in the waiting room. Don't be scared to line up for the waiting room.
Hey, show up.
Yeah, show up. And yeah, show up.
Yeah.
And then find whatever your waiting room is. So we have, everybody has different waiting rooms. Like your waiting room is different from my waiting room. Yeah. You're waiting for something that is complete the desires of your heart that you want. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for the desires of my heart. Yet we're still both in waiting rooms, but we're not even in the same room.
No, we're not in the same room.
No. You know what I mean? So I
might be next door to each other.
Right. Yeah, I can keep you up. You're like, well, yeah, you know, like I kind of see you on the other line at Six Flags, but we not even in the same line. So I think that just figuring that part out is number one, which we discussed in season one. And then getting in the line, like no matter how, if you have a desire of your heart that you really want, you should wait forever how long.
Exactly.
It shouldn't change. It's your goal, ultimate goal should not change to me. I think that it should stay dominant. It should stay the focus. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. If that's truly the desire of your heart.
Right.
You're going to wait. And it's going to get frustrating as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't no walking apart. You're going to read all the books you can read. You're going to listen to all of my audio that you can listen to. Mm-hmm. You're going to scroll down Facebook. You're going to be on Instagram. Right. You're going to text who you can text. Yeah. You're going to do all this stuff. But even that gets boring. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to be sitting there like, bro, I want to leave, bro. Like, this is some...
I'm going to just do this another time.
Right. But that's how you keep putting yourself at the end of the line. Bro, mm-hmm. We preaching. Oh, my God.
That's that procrastination kicking in.
Procrastination starts is you getting out of line.
Seeping into your blood. You just be like,
exactly. Man, and you know what? Right after you decide, damn, I'm finna just do this tomorrow. They open up a whole nother line with the same thing, and you could have been first in that line. Yep. They could have split it right off right there. You know what, sir? You go this way. We finna open up. You just missed it because you decided to get out of the waiting room. Yep.
Your dreams were right there.
It's just like you
weren't willing to wait.
You in the waiting room. You say, it's not finna go. As soon as you walk out the door, get in your car, they say, Nate!
You go. You see that a lot of times.
And you wouldn't even know.
Restaurants,
you wouldn't even know.
You'll hear them calling names, and there won't be a single soul.
They just left, right? You wouldn't even know because you're in the car going back home. Uh-huh. But your time was coming up. So you really have to, bro, that's some good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some really, really good stuff to me. That's good. Yes.
But yeah, so that's how I would put it.
Yeah.
Put the...
that was good.
I guess the difference is just, for me, it's that feeling. So like we say, going through that line... As one person checks out, you know, you get closer, you're like, oh, you feel it. You're like, I'm getting closer. Ooh, I'm about to be right at the cash register, you know. That exact feeling of just something accomplished.
Do you know? Think that the people that, okay, so I asked you the question, what's the difference between intentionally waiting and just waiting? Mm-hmm. Do you think that the people that are just waiting are not really waiting for the right reasons or don't have the passion for the wait? You know what I mean?
Because
they wouldn't
feel,
or they're not doing nothing within the wait. Okay, so let's go back to the line.
Okay.
You said when you're waiting, you're intentionally waiting. Mm-hmm. As it goes down, you're like, okay, we getting somewhere. But the people that are just waiting are just like, bro, this line long, whether they're moving or not.
Mm-hmm. And those are the people.
The people that probably aren't doing anything to get to those dreams, those desires. Mm-hmm. So they're going to feel like it's taking forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. They're in line for something, but they don't want it bad enough.
Right.
So they're going to put it back and leave.
Yeah.
Those are the people that's just waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We kind of figured that out together now. Yeah. For real.
Fuck
that's cool.
I'm not going. Fuck this. I'll just do it next week.
Yeah. I'm going to come back.
We're going to have
everybody waiting in a long time.
It's going to feel like Popeye's chicken sandwiches all over again.
Look, I ain't going to leave because they going to call my name in a minute.
I'm bound to get next. I know I got next.
Right.
But yeah, that's how I see it. Well, that was good.
That was good.
I liked that.
I liked it too.
Okay, what would you... I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is like the worst problem with patience that you've experienced? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so do you want me to speak?
I just wanted to do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want me to speak, like, right now or, like, the old Shauna? No. No, I'll speak right now because I didn't even know that I was in the waiting room before.
Oh, you were just waiting.
I was just waiting. Yeah. Wow. Definitely. Definitely just waiting. Well, my mentality was not where it should have been for me to be waiting for what it is I'm waiting for anyway. So that character building had to kick in, and it had to get me to understand.
Look
yeah.
at you.
Yeah. I'm in here. Y'all hear me? Yeah. Do y'all hear me? Now just play.
I love it.
But yeah, so the biggest struggle right now within the waiting room, I think, is definitely the whole control thing.
Preach.
I believe that I have controlled, or I thought that I was controlling so much within my life. Like, even when I was, working those two jobs and like all of that stuff, like, I'm a huge prayer. I believe in God a whole lot. So I was working them two jobs, but I still feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like I was just like really accomplishing anything. I was just paying my bills, but I was still broke.
Right.
My bills was paid now. I was broke inside my own shit. But is that what you want? You know what I'm saying?
That's not what you thought was going to happen.
Right.
Working that hard.
I had to take a huge leap of faith. I quit my second job and I had to take a pay cut. So I was even broker.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel better than I felt when I had them two jobs making sure all my bills. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think the control part, I felt like I was in control working two jobs, even though I was tired as hell. And I was just like ready to just go to sleep for a year. But I have more control now than I did then, because now I am intentionally in the waiting room and understanding that whatever I want is going to come to me really beyond my control.
Mm-hmm.
I can actively wait. I have to talk to myself. I have to be my own therapy. I have to ask myself questions and understand, like, how are you going to do this? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be miserable within this? If I just try to control everything and be stressed out all the damn time and all this stuff, like, once I get what I get, I'm going to be too exhausted to enjoy it.
Yeah. It's not even going to be worth it.
Right. Or I can just breathe, count my blessings instead of my problems, and fix myself in the process. Control that part. Control the way that I talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Control, it's like I just have to shift my control. Right. So it's not that I lost my control factor, because I still am a control freak. And I think the way that I was using control before was just unhealthy. But the way that I'm using control now, I'm using it in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. I'm controlling the way that I talk to myself. I'm controlling the people that I interact with.
Right.
I never interact with anyone that's going to bring me down.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I had to cut off so many people within 2019. It's crazy. People that I thought were going to be with me forever, ever, 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 ever.
Mm-hmm.
People that, man, say, I just had to cut off so many people that were weighing me down.
Right.
You can't have, and this is what I learned within this whole waiting room.
Ooh.
You can't allow too many people to have too much access to you. Okay? People that had access. 100%. Yes. People that have had access to you your whole life. Friends that you've had since you was 12 years old. Friends and people, even guy friends, you know, there was a couple guy friends that I never really even, some I was, you know, in and out with, on and off. Others I was just always there for support. But even they had to. I'm creating a whole new me within this waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building a whole new environment for myself, for my mental, for the way, you know. And it ain't no bad blood. I still love all of them. But the control just changed. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's good.
People take loyalty too far.
True.
You can be loyal, but be loyal to who's loyal to you.
One. Preach.
Look, I had to stop and look at myself. Put my eyes back. Look.
But when you said you had to shift your control,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because we started Dopetivity that first season,
mm-hmm.
and it was us learning how to be Dopetivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, once you shifted your control, like you said, you shifted it outwards. Mm-hmm. You shifted it from being out
mm-hmm.
to in.
Mm-hmm.
So you focused on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Instead of focusing on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And you check yourself. Now you checking yourself. Now you really checking yourself in this right. situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We got something to take home today.
Let's see.
Man, hold up.
It's so crazy, man, look. To check ourselves so much.
So look, I got a question for you. Since you took me right in there.
Okay.
Good
okay,
job. Give right, a fist bump. Fist bump. So what exact events, right,
mm-hmm.
do you think has happened to set the pace within and for, like, Dopetivity?
Mm.
Like, our podcast journey has been... It's been a journey.
It's been a journey. It's our own personal, organic journey.
And they all happened within the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like one of us was doing exactly what we wanted to do, and then the other... We both been in this way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just answered your question.
No, you didn't. You did, you didn't.
Okay. So for you, what exact events has happened to you?
Events? I would say, well, for sure, like, I think our chill-ass personalities is what kind of really set the pace
mm-hmm.
for our podcast, meaning that if we weren't who we were and linked the way we linked just naturally, we would be frustrated. We would be bored. We would start, I don't know, bullshitting. Fuck it. Let's think of something else. Let's mm-hmm. go another avenue. Mm-hmm. If we're gonna do a group project, let's just go to acting school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like, we're just so chill, and our natural connection since childhood, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say childbirth. No, we don't go that far, man. Yeah, but you know,
I probably cried a little louder when I came out.
Nobody's there to tell us. But, but yeah, like I think that is definitely, you know, put us in the right position to pace ourselves the right way. Because, you know, we preach constantly how to keep it organic
mm-hmm.
in our podcast, because that's who we are. Like, we don't want to fake the funk for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely not. We're not out it's here. It's not our cup of tea.
I mean, even though every now and then you'll catch us saying, "Hello, welcome to the podcast." But we, you know,
that
is
us.
It's still us, though. But, you know, we're not going to fake it.
We do random shit all the time. We do random talks all the time. Random jokes. We be laughing long for
them. Yeah, don't think you'll catch us in public with podcast voice.
For real. For,
like, no hesitation.
Yeah.
But what did you say? You said outside of pace, you said
events.
What events?
Events or for the podcast in general. So
kind of helped us get here.
Yeah. I think, can I just piggyback off something
you said real quick? Please. You're gonna spark something for me.
Yeah, no problem. So I think that when you were talking about how we're so chill and how, you know, we could have said F this and,
mm-hmm.
you know, low key, I think we were already, that control was already shift with Dopetivity,
mm-hmm.
the healthy control.
Right.
We never tried to force this podcast.
Right.
Exactly. When we feel like we forcing it, we don't talk for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you know what? We not feeling it right now.
Yeah.
And we just pick, you know, mm-hmm. so it was the thing, like, we do want this.
Right.
We want it so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something we really want.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're not in any rush. We're healthy controlling it. We're not trying to force it.
It's that simple balance, mm-hmm. balance we talk about all the time. Because we could press too hard and just
ruin it.
We could not be friends after that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting on each other's nerves super hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also don't procrastinate to the point where we can't
do it. Yeah.
Get anything going.
Yeah.
And I think it's just our inherent mental states that help us keep our good pace focus. And, we know our distance. We know when we need to be sprinting, mm-hmm. jogging. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's natural.
We take it that way, yeah.
It's so natural.
We never have to say, "Hey, Shauna, slow down." Nate, you.
But you moving too fast. Wait a minute, bro.
It's like we never have to do that.
Chill out.
So, you know, I mean, that might be bad on an advice scale just because y'all can't match our superpowers like that. But
y'all can't
be us.
Y'all can't match our fly. Y'all can't match our fly.
You know, when you sit in that waiting room long enough, you start getting some superpowers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one more question then.
Okay, guys, we promised we're going to be done in a minute.
How do you think you'd be overall if you didn't practice patience like you do?
A shit show.
You know?
Man, say.
Good way to end that.
Yeah, it is. I would be a shit show, man. I would be a
shit show.
I would be so far behind, and I wouldn't even know that I'm that far behind, but I would be so far behind if I would just beat my own drum and not practice patience.
Right.
It's crazy. My mom always told me, Shauna, you got to be patient. And I hated when she said that. Because I'm like, I am being patient, but this is not, okay, I got to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it got to the point where, I know I keep going back to this example, but it got to the point where when I quit my second job and went back to my job where I am extremely happy to be at, but it was a little less money or whatever.
Right.
Where bills and money was just like, bruh, like what the, I'm talking about, this was probably September, right after our trip.
Okay.
September. Yeah. And it wasn't like I didn't plan for my trip or anything, because I did, but it's just like, once I got back and reality set in, and I was 30, it was just a lot of pressures that I was putting on myself. And I'm like, I should not be in this. I was like, what the fuck, God? Like, really? You gonna do me like this? You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? The only option, something gotta change. I just gotta go get a second job. I just gotta go. But every time I would think about going back to get a second job, I would just feel this overwhelming feeling of, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do, because if I did that, we wouldn't be recording this right now either.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? I would be working the week. Yep. I would be working all night. But, you know, it's just like, I could have just said, you know what, fuck, I got to go get him. That's the only option. You know? Mm-hmm. No, patience was the other option. But yep. I didn't even know. Then on top of that, I tried to start, because I'm opening me up a clothing boutique, online boutique. And
ooh. What's it called?
Styling boutique. Look at my bro trying to give me the network. He said that. Okay, you need to tell them what it is. No, it's gonna be styling boutique. It's gonna be really, really dope. But I was like, I'm just gonna jump in, use all the coins that I got, and I'm just gonna go do it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a reality check. Okay, you buy the first round of clothes, then what?
Yeah.
You gotta wait until you sell all of them to get some more. Like, you don't want your business to run like that. You don't want to start off. Your foundation is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to just start on something just...
Right.
And you don't have anything to fall back on. That doesn't make any sense. You
can't just move into the penthouse.
And you don't know how you're going to pay rent. You pay the deposit. You don't know how you're going to pay the rent next month.
You don't even know where the elevator is.
Exactly. You don't got no furniture. You don't got nothing in there. Like, you, sometimes you just have to take your time with things. And so my biggest thing that I am being patient for is that. Like, that's my desire.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my store, me becoming, I ain't going to get y'all too deep. That's a whole nother episode. But getting my vision that I have for myself, that's been a desire in my heart for over a decade, like that is what I'm waiting to get. And it has been over a decade, and I'm still waiting for it, but it's okay now.
Because
God is building this character for me now.
Mm-hmm.
This patience, this waiting room, all of this stuff is going to have a huge finale for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be able to enjoy it, and I'm going to be able to tell people, or at least encourage them in a way that I can speak from the heart. Like,
hell yeah.
My account has been negative. You know, I didn't know how I was going to pay a certain bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I done struggled. Like, man, say. And a lot of people don't talk about the struggle.
They do, but they don't.
They just try to come off as, I'm a boss. I did this just so. You know, like, it's more for flaunt than to actually be there for people or help them through it. I want people to tell me to struggle. Everybody's... I want you to tell. If somebody would tell me, Krishana, you want us to open this store, but look, it's probably going to take a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I want God to tell me that it's going to take a decade, so don't be in a rush. Yeah. It's going to be a decade. You're going to be broke as hell. You're going to feel lonely. you're going to feel like it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel like you want to give up. Right. You're going to feel like you just, your back is up against the wall. Mm-hmm. You're going to cry yourself to sleep sometime. Yeah. You're going to feel like ain't nobody for you. You're going to feel isolated. Like, I want to know all of that. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn it on myself.
Yeah. You picked all that up where?
Huh?
Where'd you pick all that information up?
My life. What you mean?
Was it in the waiting room?
Good
were
one,
you sitting
bro.
In the waiting room?
I was sitting in that damn waiting room next to somebody that was sneezing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, that got the flu. I'm in a gallop. Yeah.
But that's true, though. I've even heard, like, you know, comedians. I listen to plenty of podcasts with comedians, and I've heard probably 50 of them say, when they got into comedy, they were told by, you know, superior seasoned veterans, mm-hmm. hey, you're not going to make money until 10 years from now. And then every time they're like, all right, well, it's been 10 years. And look, I'm here now. I got my special.
So they told me.
Yeah, it was like,
I'm going to be that person within my industry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, boom.
Take some time.
The decision is the first step. And it's so amazing that you made that decision. But the real come up ain't going to come until 10 years from now.
True that.
You know what I'm saying?
10 years.
You have to get that character building because not everybody mm-hmm. can have that. That's a, I think people need to look at it like that's an influence on others. Mm-hmm. If you're called to do something big like that, like be on national TV, mm-hmm. be a speaker, be, right. You know, on TV, have your own TV, things like that mm-hmm. where you're being viewed by 100 influence. Million people. Mm-hmm. Would you want to be viewed as just, oh, she the cute one. Mm-hmm. She looked like she got it together, right. but then you cry when you get home. Mm-hmm. Or do you want to build that character for it so that you can be a good steward with your money? So that yeah. you can, you know, when people come yourself. To you for
yeah.
Information, you can give it to them and mm-hmm. be grateful that you were able to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you want your attitude to be when you mm-hmm. get on those big platforms?
Right. I mean, if you think about it, like, how do you view yourself? How is your legacy in your mind mm-hmm. for your future?
Right.
Like, do you want to be perceived as something like, I mean, like a typical celebrities these days are just, mm-hmm. you can look and
example.
See people that are just over-exaggerated. You don't believe any of it. You always, I don't know,
or even the ones you do believe, but then the next day we find out they commit suicide because they were so unhappy.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Ugh.
Like, do you want to be that? Do you want to be full
Dang.
Of life? Like, full of the things that money can't yeah. buy?
And that's what we try to talk about here on Dotivity, because we're
absolutely.
Trying to say, work on yourself on the inside, because that truly matters in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if I... Go back and listen to these episodes, because we out here preaching. You know what I'm saying?
Preaching.
Dotivity. Hey. We preaching.
Dotivity. We preach. How we
That might have been our first goof up. But if Dotivity. Hey, you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. And
yeah, stay tuned for the next episode.